Welcome to the My Money Podcast number 9 from helpmetosave.com. I'm Karen Bryan, the editor of Help Me to Save, where you find lots of money saving tips to help you save more, be smart with your money, and get the life that you want. In this edition of the My Money Podcast, I'll discuss 3 recent articles on Help Me to Save. The first one about changing your life, then one about curb spending, about a new app called Urge to help you overcome your spending urges and divert that cash into savings, and how to get a 10% discount on hotel bookings on the hotel.com site. So, changing your life can sometimes seem a very daunting prospect. You can feel really bogged down and uncertain about how to get the life that you want. At the end of the day, it's up to you to change your life for the better. It's great to have friends and family around who you can chat to, use as sounding boards, can offer practical help also, but it's really down to you. You have to really want to make these changes and keep doggedly working away until you get to your goal. So if you do want to make some changes to your life, and I think we all do to some extent at most stages of our life, the way I'd approach it is to write down the things I'd like to achieve with a timescale. Now in my example, I've given 3 different things. I think you might just concentrate on one, but I wouldn't suggest more than 3 at least initially, or it could all get a bit overwhelming. But I would write down, say, 3 things I'd like to achieve on the time scale. So in my example, I said, pay off all your debt within the next 2 years, find a new job within 3 months, and lose 7 pounds in weight over the next 6 months. Then you'd have to plan what actions you were going to take to achieve these goals. I reckon if you take small steps to start heading in the direction you want, then you'd gradually become more encouraged. I'd certainly begin by working towards one of my goals, and hopefully once I'd started to achieve it or even totally achieved it, I'd be encouraged to start working on another goal or two. So in my example about paying off debt within 2 years, you'd really have to start by working out how much you owe in total and then dividing that by 24 months in the 2 years to pay it off. To keep it simple, in the example, I said I owed £2,400. So to repay this debt, I'd need to set aside £100 plus the interest charged on my debt per month to pay off the debt in full. You have to remember that unless your debts are interest-free, that all the time you owe money, more interest is adding up on what you owe, so it's always becoming more that you owe, and you must factor that into your repayments in order to clear your debt at the end of the period. If you had a reasonable credit rating, you might be able to take out a single loan at a reasonable interest, for example 7 or 8%, and use that loan to repay all the individual debts. Now, this is to me, it's a simple way to do it, because the repayments that you make on the one loan you take out to repay all your debts, the interest is going to be added to the monthly repayments on that loan. So it's much easier. You're not trying to work out, oh, it's 20% interest on that loan, 5% on another, whatever. You borrow, say, £2,400, and when you take out that loan, we'll show you your monthly repayments, and if you pay that every month, that'll be your loan, that one loan cleared at the end of 24 months. However, you'd need to have a reasonable credit rating, and probably to get a lower interest rate, it would have to be a secured loan on property. The other option, again, you need a reasonable credit rating, And I think for a lot of the cars, there's a minimum income. I know for the one I noticed, the Halifax Balance Transfer Card, which offers 22 months 0% interest, but there is a 3.5% transfer fee, but that's a lot less than paying interest on credit cards, which can often be about 20%. I think the minimum earnings are 20,000 a year. So the one loan to pay it all off, the consolidation loan and interest-free period on credit cards, store cards, is only applicable if you have got a reasonable credit rating. It's always a good idea to seek professional advice, especially if you can get it free at a Citizens Advice Bureau or some debt counselling services, and they can look at your individual circumstances and help decide what's the best way to repay your loans. And then the other example I gave in changing my life was getting a new job. So my approach for that would be to put a lot of time and effort into producing a great CV, your resume, where you list your education, your jobs, your experience, your interests. Really, you're trying to sell yourself, make yourself stand out as the ideal candidate for that job. Then I'd set myself a target of making so many job applications per month. Some of these could be speculative. That would be where the company isn't really advertising job vacancies at that time, but it's a company that's maybe growing, that I think I'd like to work for, that have relevant skills or experience. And not all jobs are advertised, so it can be worthwhile doing this. I'd also respond to job ads and register with various employment agencies. If I did get to the interview stage, I'd do research on the company and some practice interviews. The last time one of our sons was going for a job interview, we did a few practice mock interviews over Skype because we live about 60 miles apart. So I played a very kind of demanding, asking awkward questions, interviewer, and he was the interviewee. But it did make him think a bit about what answers he could give, and I like to think it helped, but he did get that job. So the third thing I'd mentioned in changing your life was trying to lose some weight, and I'd given an example of 7 pounds over 6 months. I'd look at a combination of eating smaller portions, not totally changing my diet, maybe eating more salads, fruit, veg, and smaller platefuls. And I would have to cut out my beloved cakes and puddings, which would make me very sad and ratty, and also do more exercise. I don't think I'd be tempted to shell out for gym membership because it can be quite expensive, and I'm not sure it really is a motivator. I think a lot of people who pay for gym membership don't go regularly, and then that just makes them feel even worse that they've spent the money. You can go for walks, go swimming at the local authority pool. You could buy free weights, some dumbbells to do resistance training, buy some sort of aerobic dance DVD that you can dance along to at home. You can do exercise without spending money. Now, I do acknowledge that changing your life can be difficult and can also be very slow. For me, I started my online publishing business in 2002, and it took me 7 years to feel confident enough I could make enough money from it in order to give up my day job. So that's maybe an extreme example, but some things that you want do take time, and I suppose on the whole I did enjoy working on the online business, but some things will come more quickly than others. But you just have to decide what works for you and even try slightly different approaches because there isn't a set formula. And good luck with your changes. And sometimes the grass is always greener. Do bear that in mind. Appreciate what you have and don't always think if this, if that, you would be happier because it isn't always the case. So the next article I wanted to cover was curb spending. This was in response to me reading about a new iPhone, iPad, iTouch app called Urge, which is designed to curb your spending urges by means of by replacing them with money-saving actions. Evidently, the average person saves a paltry 6% of their income, yet spends over 13% of their income on things they don't really need. Now imagine if you could resist half of these don't really need purchases, that would instantly double your savings, as long as you transferred the cash you don't spend straight into your savings account. That's the key. There's no point in saying, well, yes, I resisted going out with my pals last night for a drink, so I saved £30, so now I'll go and buy that pair of jeans in the sale. You actually have to make sure that the money you don't spend goes straight into savings. The app lets you click on the icon of the item you were going to buy, whether that be a coffee, a new pair of shoes, and then you enter the amount that you're now going to save rather than spend. And you can share this on Facebook, make it a bit more interactive and fun, maybe even inspire, encourage your friends. This will be the latest thing to have a competition who can save the most money. At the moment, only US banks are supported on the Urge app. Now, you can try out the Urge app free for 7 days, then it costs $1.99 to buy. However, I've got some issues with it. Partly, I couldn't give it a free trial run because I don't have any iGadgets. I think they're way overpriced, just paying for the style and the name, so I couldn't actually try out Urge. As a canny Scot, I find that my Samsung Wave 28530 mobile phone is perfectly adequate for my needs, and it costs less than half the price of an iPhone. So my contention is that maybe you can save more money by ditching the fancy hardware and just basically making a budget and sticking to it. I think I do believe in having some fun, unless you really are living on the breadline. I say have a budget for travel and leisure. Do some things that you enjoy. Have some fun. You know, always looking for the cheapest prices with vouchers and whatever. But if you have a spending budget, leisure budget, and you stick to that and you have a savings, you save so much a month. I'm not convinced. I mean, do we really need an app for everything? I'm not sure. Anyway, last article I wanted to cover was getting a 10% off hotel bookings on the hotel.com site. I discovered that if you like the hotel, no H, just hotel.com Facebook page, you can get a 10% discount on all your bookings. You have to click on the 10% discount page after you like the hotel.com page, and there's a discount code near the top right page. Now, in order for that discount code to work, you have to do your booking through the booking app on the Facebook page. So make sure you click on that, because if you just go into the hotel.com site, your voucher won't take the 10% off. Now, hotel are saying at the moment that you can get a 10% discount on every booking you make through the Facebook page. And I have made two or three bookings. I did get 10%, but sometimes the withdrawal offers. Just in case the offer does end, you can still get 6% back on hotel.com bookings made through the top cashback.co.uk site. But do ensure before booking through hotel.com to get the 10% discount that the price they offer is the lowest after the 10% discount. You should always compare it on a price comparison site, because there might be some special deal through another booking site, or sometimes occasionally the hotel's own site does have the best deal. But hotel rooms vary in price so much. It really is something that's worth always checking, what discounts, what's the lowest price, because the same room on the same night can vary between about £100 and £30. So it can be quite a good way to save money. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of the My Money Podcast. You can subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. If you come to the site helpmetosave.com, you'll find our articles in full, and you can also sign up for the free monthly Money Saver newsletter. Thank you for listening. Do join us again soon. Goodbye.